And coming up, we'll be talking about some of the lies that were spewed out during the debate last night. So what did you think? And how honest can we be? Whether you're for Trump or Biden or whatever, how honest can we be about what we saw last night? I'm Scoot on the air here on WWL, AMFM, and radio.com. And we'll get to your comments here in just a moment. But first, let's have our weekly visit with Ron Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Nice to be here.
All right. So, Ron, I'm noticing the other day I went to try to get change for the meter, because every once in a while I have to park close to my apartment building to put the groceries away or to do something, but I have a parking place somewhere else. And I, like, people don't want to give you change anymore.
Change is a hot commodity these days, Scoot. My daughter and son-in-law just celebrated their 10th anniversary in Destin, and she was telling me when she got back that everywhere they went, they had signs on the retail shops and the restaurants that said either you couldn't do cash transactions, or if you did, they couldn't guarantee that they could give you change. So it has become an issue, and we've been working on that now for several months.
Yeah. So it's coins. I mean, people don't like to give change in general, but it seems like there's a lot of focus on coins. What's the problem? What's the fear?
Well, there's two things that have happened, and both pandemic related. The first is that the U.S. Mint essentially had to close and shut way back on capacity because of the COVID. From about February through May, they produced 20% fewer coins than they usually do. They usually do about a billion a month. So that put a dent in the normal supply, which is almost $50 billion worth of coins in circulation, Scoot. And it's still out there. It's just not in the right places, because the other thing the pandemic did was affected consumer behavior. So you had few people going to the store, more people buying online, fewer people using their coins. And so the circulation has just slowed way down to the point that banks now are, starting to, instead of depositing their coins with the Fed, who used to be the distributor, banks would order coinage from the Fed. Now banks are starting to take whatever coins they can get and roll them themselves so that they can at least supply their customers with their coinage request. And that's why the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Mint and really the banking industry is asking all of you out there who have coin, everybody has coin jars, to turn it in, bring it in, deposit it, exchange it for cash. Do what you can to get those coins back into the normal distribution channels, and that'll help us.
So people should bring them back to the banks. Does it help to bring them to those kiosks that you see in the grocery stores?
It does indeed, yes. Yeah, great. Because they'll deposit those in their banks as well. So, yeah, wherever you can exchange coins, it'll get back in to the system.
All right. So since the government need our coins and we've got the coins, maybe we've got something valuable.
We do. And the thing is that this goes all the way to the lowest link in the economy, if you will, Scoot, because cash transactions, the poorest people out there are the ones who do most of the cash transactions, because many of them are unbanked. They don't have debit cards. They can't get credit cards. So all they can do is deal in cash. And so this shortage is hurting those people the most. So, we all need to do our part to get those coins back in there, in the game.
But, I can't help but feel like, wait a minute, we've got something you want. Maybe we could make a deal here. Like my penny is going to be worth 3 cents. My nickel's worth a dime.
I kind of doubt that.
Well, hey, come on. I'm just thinking. I'm just trying.
Yeah,
I'm trying.
No, if you can create a market in that, then more power to you. You'd be the first, I think.
I don't think it will happen either, but I just couldn't help but think about this irony. Like when the government has something we need, they charge us for it. We've got something they need, and they're not going to give us anything extra for it.
No, they're just going to ask you to put it back.
So, I'll tell you, if you feel like doing it, do it. If you don't do it. Let the government get a little desperate. Maybe that's a course of action.
Well, I don't know. Everybody may need a quarter for the parking meter good.
Well, that's true, except that, you know, now they I would rather put quarters in than use the debit card. But, I mean, they all take debit cards now, too. So you can do it that way. But I would always like to have a bunch of quarters in the console of my car so I could just pop in some quarters. Sometimes you just need two.
Absolutely. Or you need to pull over and fill up your tire with air, and you need some quarters for that. So,
well, there are needs. There's a need for coins.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I remember, and I'm sure you can relate to this, I remember when the dollar coin was pushed, it seemed like this was a way of raising the prices in vending machines. We now have a dollar coin. But people were so rejecting of the dollar coin because it was so different that they had to adopt adapt the vending machines to accept a paper dollar.
Yes, I absolutely remember that, and that's an expensive, idea for all those vending machine owners. But no, the coin was never widely accepted. The dollar.
And remember and then there was the $2 bill. Fell apart. Now those are, some of those are still in circulation and still honored, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, the $2 is still the official currency of the United States, so they'll take it.
All right.
You don't see many of them, though.
You know, I'm delaying moving on because I know what I'm going to get into once we finish our conversation. You know, we're going to get into the conversation about the debate. Actually, I'm looking forward to it because, I'm kind of a political junkie, and I thought last night was like a playoff game to me. Anyway, Ron Sanford, President and CEO of Memory Bank, thank you for your time. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Yes, thank you, Scooter. And I will say that after watching it, I felt like I'd been in a 12-round heavyweight fight. It was totally exhausting.
It was exhausting. It was absolutely.
It really
I don't
was.
Care. I don't care who you were for. It was absolutely exhausting last night.
Just,
all right,
it was
Ron. Have a good afternoon.
Okay, thanks, Scoot. You too.